A Journey for Two, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Côte de Pussy by Martin Newbery. For the last few years, my wife and I spent the summer at a nudist campsite in Provence. The following story is from last summer. One early morning, not long after sunrise, I walk down to the beach for a swim before breakfast. I'm alone and enjoy splashing around in the warm water to wake up properly. A lovely start to an excellent day, hopefully. When I'm back on shore, I suddenly hear a voice calling. I stop and look around. I hear the voice again and simultaneously catch sight of someone a little way off. I walk closer. It turns out to be a young Swedish woman who has fallen on the rocks. She is, of course, as I am, completely naked. We don't even have a towel between us. I crouch down and examine her leg. The ankle is swollen and obviously sprained. I offer to help her back to her caravan, for which she is very grateful. With our joint efforts, she manages to get to her feet and I weigh up the best way of making our way back. It's quite a long way, as it turns out that she's living almost all the way back to the campsite entrance. It's almost a mile walk. I'll have to carry her. But how? I suggest I give her a piggyback. No sooner said than done. She puts her arms around my neck and I grab hold of her thighs and lift her up. After walking a while, I notice my dick beginning to get excited. The sensation of naked breasts against my shoulders. And lower down. Scratchy pubic hair against my skin is incredibly arousing, especially the thought of the perfect young woman's body that I'm carrying. For a moment, I consider putting her down and carrying her in my arms instead, but I drop the idea, as then she couldn't avoid seeing my condition, something which is rather embarrassing at a campsite like this. When we come up to a small grove between the beach and the camping areas, she asks me to stop for a bit. One of her legs has gone to sleep, she says. I put her down and she lets go, but I turn away for good reason. When she asks if I can carry her somehow else, however, I'm forced to turn around. At the sight of my straining dick, she breaks out laughing. "Is that my doing?" she asks, pointing. "That's sweet." I stand there wiggling my toes. Then she says, "Listen, you're helping me now. Now I'm going to help you." Before I can protest, she hobbles a step closer, bends down and closes her mouth around my throbbing hard-on. With practiced hands and sucking and licking, she gets me to come in just a few minutes. She gets up, wipes her mouth on the back of her hand, smiles, looks up at me with her big, blue eyes and says, as if it were the most natural thing in the world, "You must have needed that. Shall we get going?" Again, she wraps her arm around my neck, but this time I carry her in front of me. Despite just coming, I'm soon back in the same position. Her warm body against mine and the beautiful sight is way too much for my dick. She smiles the first time she notices it press against her thigh, at no great distance from her hot entry point. She rubs my neck, presses her cheek against mine and whispers, "If you want to, I wouldn't mind making love with you too."